Welcome to the inaugural edition of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing a novel in 30 days. Although this podcast will reference National Novel Writing Month on a regular basis, this podcast is not officially associated with National Novel Writing Month in any way. I'm just a participant who loves the event, who wants to pass that love on to other people. What is National Novel Writing Month? The short answer is, it's November. The slightly longer answer to that is, it is a challenge in which one is tasked with writing a 50,000-word novel in just 1 month. That was easy. If you break up the challenge of 50,000 words and divide it among the 30 days, you get 1,666.666666666 ad infinitum words per day. 1667. Now, I'm intending, when I do my thing, to give you the actual number of words that you need to have on a given day. I'm not simply going to multiply the day by 1,667. On day three, you will need 5,000 words. As an example, other people doing the multiplication will say 5,001. That's not true. That's just a pet peeve thing that I have whenever I listen to other National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo for short, podcasts. What is this podcast, by the way? Well, this podcast is a love letter to NaNoWriMo. It is a daily pep talk, a daily keep you on track, a daily cheerleading thing. What is this podcast not? It is not a how-to on writing a novel. It is not a podcast about craft. It is not a podcast about publishing. It is not a podcast about marketing. I am absolutely unqualified to talk about any of those things. Yes, I have self-published one book. I'm working on self-publishing another. It's slow going because I'm a bit on the lazy side. If you've ever read my blog, you already know this. This podcast is a reminder to myself. This podcast is not affiliated with NaNoWriMo in any way. I just want to reiterate that to make it clear. This podcast is also not very good, much like anything I do. But it is from the heart. It is something that I can give to the community. And hopefully it is somewhat helpful if you're new to NaNoWriMo, or even if you're not. Each day I'm going to tackle some kind of a topic that either relates to NaNoWriMo, relates to writing. I just said it's not a craft podcast, but I can still throw out a couple of pointer things here and there, as long as you take any advice that I give with that proverbial grain of salt, or an entire salt lick. Because, again, I'm not very good. I know this, but I have been doing NaNoWriMo. This is my 15th year. So, yeah, I kind of know whereof I speak when it comes to writing a novel, because I am undefeated in NaNoWriMo. Just saying. These podcasts won't be very long, just 5-10 minutes-ish. I just kind of wanted to give you an overview of what to expect, although I do want to say I plan to have periodic interviews with some people. The first one you'll get is actually from my friend, who also just self-published one of her books this year, and I'm going to talk to her a bit about her NaNoWriMo experience. She's actually done it 1 year more than I have, because I did skip 2008. We started the same year. I kind of went, hey, here's a thing that I just found out about. What do you think? And she said, that's a fantastic idea. And so we signed up. She's been doing it ever since. Again, I skipped 1 year. I thought I was over it. Turned out to be one of the most boring Novembers of my life. And I've been back ever since then. And I'm undefeated. Just wanted to say that again. It's a point of pride with me. The only thing I can be proud of. So thank you for taking this journey with me. I hope that you find it helpful. If you have anything that you would like to add to the discussion, please feel free to leave a comment in the show notes page. You can find this podcast, if someone happened to send you a download or something, you can find it at darrenblake.net. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.